That's going to take us to number five, Second Century Habitat Fund Board. I believe that Secretary Roman and Nick are going to handle that. Before we get going, I talked to the governor following the governor's hunt and the auction of the fair. So I went into that project, and we both agreed we really wish that we would have hired a secretary that could get excited about it. lacking a little blood pressure and getting excited to get people going on that. But it was great job by all of them. And I was saying that, I think it really puts the Second Century Habitat Fund Board on the map. I wish people knew that we're here. I think that, you know, quite frankly, I've had a few initial conversations with the governor that said, you know, that event almost cries for its own audience, and just to be a standalone event. It's an important enough deal, and I think we'll get a lot of people behind that in order for it to be the next special activity.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Nick Carrington, Communications Manager with Game Fish and Parks. One other thing that I want to talk to you, thank you for that intro, Commissioner Olson, was our Can-Am raffle. That was a park that we sold tickets up until the Friday night of that governor's hunt, and then we ran the draw very early Saturday morning, not as early as it could have been, which was good. We got to sleep a little bit. And again, this was something that was very exciting. I know I have the same blood pressure issues that Kevin can have sometimes. But I mean, when we brought this forward in March, I wasn't sure what to expect with this raffle. We'd done a little bit with like our Hunt for Habitat. We were 3 years in the Hunt for Habitat at that point, but we'd never raffled off of it. This was new to us. I wasn't sure what to expect, and I don't think any of us were. And to say that what we saw for a final result was more than exciting is probably an understatement, because we were fortunate to raise $500,000 through that raffle. It turned out far what our expectations could have been. And I think the most exciting part of that raffle was the teamwork that went into it. You look at the Can-Am itself. That was given to us from Can-Am. Sal Roebling with R&R Pheasant Hunting up in the Second Century Habitat Fund. All of us really just worked together, because this was for the good of habitat. This was for the good of South Dakota. I said it to everybody that would purchase a ticket. We're all going to win this raffle, because all this money raised goes back into Habitat Next right here in the state. And that's all of us that love to hunt, fish, trap, visit our state parks. We're winners there. That makes us all winners. So for everybody that purchased the ticket, huge thank you to them. Our winner, it was a great story. I called him Saturday morning, and he was an ER doctor. So he was after night shift. So I thought I was being a nice guy, letting him sleep in until 8 o'clock, and turns out he'd been awake. So I was calling him, I guess, at 10 o'clock at night, his time. And he was very excited. He's originally from Ipswich, now lives in Rapid City as that ER doctor. And when I talked to him, he said, yeah, this is really going to get me back into pheasant hunting. This has been something that I'd like to do as a family. He really liked the social aspect of it. Hadn't been out as much as he'd hoped. And now he's thinking this Can-Am is going to get him out in the field more. So overall, it was a great story. And again, it all goes back to that teamwork. Our staff put in a tremendous amount of time, and I know I'm going to miss a lot. But Arden Peterson did a great job getting this vehicle to all the vets across the state. I joked with you at your Deadwood meeting that all the dust came free, and we actually did a pretty good job cleaning up, by the way. So unfortunately, they didn't get all the dust of it. But yeah, it was at the Buffalo Roundup. It was at the state fair. It visited every corner of our state, and that was a huge part thanks to our staff. So I want to just thank everybody involved in moving that around, all the logistics in. Arden did a great job. Emmett down in Sioux Falls. I know Kanta and Mike Wazowski at West. Everybody was just a tremendous help. Also, everybody that worked the events where the rig was, whether that was Riverboat Days down in Steamboat, our Lewis and Clark staff, our park staff out at the Buffalo Roundup. It was a huge team win. It's exciting to see the excitement around Habitat and raising money for this cause. And overall, it was a really good project to be a part of. And we're very proud to say what the results were, and I'm excited to see what the future holds for the board as well. So with that, I'll entertain any questions, and then kick it to Kevin.
Well, thank you, Nick. And just want to say, first off, Nick, a huge appreciation to you, sir, for leading this effort. So a huge thank you goes out to you. You did a fantastic job throughout the last whole year of communications, pushing out social media messages, helping Sal Rosen do all those things to make this a success. And what a success it has been. On that note, the Second Century Fund Board in the last 10 months has raised $1.4 million. We're really starting to gain some momentum. And all of those dollars are going to go back into really three programs. One is the Working Lands Program. It's a 5-year program of perennial grass. It's $50 an acre on the east side of the state, $30 an acre on the west side of the state. Seed is provided to the producers. There's many producers out there that just want to get their marginal land into like a CRP-type program without a lot of the, I would say, stipulations and regulations that come with CRP. This would be the program to do it. 5-year commitment. It's also opportunities to hang grade at certain points of the year. It's a great program that's put in the grass and landscape very quickly. The other program is the Big Shooter Prep. And Mark Norton's going to talk about that here in just a bit. But that comes with phenomenal perennial grass cover, 15-year commitment in the form of the CRP payment, along with public access. And we're very excited to get this program kicked off, up and running here, hopefully in 2022. And I'll save a lot of that conversation for Mark, because he's going to talk in more detail about it. And the third program that the Second Century Habitat Fund Board is going to be putting money towards is the Woody Habitat Program. Everybody knows I love cedar trees. I talk about them all the time, so this will be part of that. But no, it's mostly for its winter cover, winter habitat, the pheasants and deer across the entire state. We have a very successful woody habitat program right now. We have producers that are looking to put tree belts in, shelter belts in, for wildlife habitat. So that'll help bolster those programs. That money will definitely play a huge role in improving habitat across the state, and we're so excited to get this effort moving and continue the momentum that we currently have. So, lots of exciting things ahead for the Second Century Habitat Fund Board. And it's a great excitement. And I just want to thank everybody in this room that's been a part of it. Chairman Olson's a part of that board. Thank you, sir, for serving on that board as well. So, with that, I'll turn it back to you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, outstanding. Looking forward to the continued success.